Gavin Woods Podcast, proudly brought to you by Tobin Brothers Funerals, celebrating lives.
Hi, this is Belinda Carlisle with Gavin Wood.
I'm so happy to be talking to Belinda Carlisle, lead singer, of course, of the Go-Go's, and she's celebrating 35 years of her solo career. It's a great pleasure to have her on the line for this podcast. From Hollywood, Belinda Carlisle, how are you?
Fine, thank you. How are you?
I'm just fine. Go-Go's, fantastic band. How did all you girls get together?
Oh, gosh, we were sitting on a curb one night at a party drinking beer and maybe on hallucinogens. I don't know, a few of us. And we decided to form a band because all of our friends were in bands. It was in 1977, and it was the punk scene in L.A. So that's how it started. I had a choice between playing the drums and singing. And I wanted to play bass, but that was taken, so I decided to be the singer.
Okay. Now, it must have been challenging for you because you had a really tough upbringing. And is it any wonder that you went, you know, a little bit feral at 14?
I was born contrary, so it wouldn't have mattered if I was in a fully, you know, healthy, functional family. But, you know, I was from a dysfunctional family like most people, and I was a rebel, and I was a very naughty teenager. And I was, like I said, a contrarian. And, you know, I always loved music, and the punk rock scene for me was it. It was like, you know, I felt I had found my tribe.
Well, you've had so many hits with the Go-Go's. It's just a great career there. So much so, you're on the Hollywood Walk of Fame now. A Hollywood girl gets on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. That's pretty cool.
I know. And not only that, we were inducted 3 weeks ago into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, which is even cooler.
I was about to get to that. I mean, congratulations. That's huge.
I know, it is huge. And who would have guessed? But yeah, the star on Hollywood Boulevard, it was amazing, and it was, the star is right in front of the old Pussycat Theater, and we started in the basement because the Pussycat Theater was an adult theater, and below was the first punk rock club in L.A. So that's where we started. So it's pretty cool that the star was right there.
I lived there for 12 years. I know exactly where that star is. And when the quarantine's finished and I get to go back over there, I'll certainly go to your star.
Oh, yes. Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Belinda, I don't believe the band has ever broken up. The nucleus is very good. Was it Kathy Valentine, your bass player, that wanted out, you know, and was serious about that?
I don't know. When you first broke up, I mean, in 1985, I think, it was all the cliches, drugs, ego, publishing, money. And then, you know, second time around with Kathy, it was, you know, God, it's kind of hard to talk about, but it was a big mistake on the band's part to, you know, just make some changes. So that's all I'll say. But I know something. It was a big mistake. And the band now, I mean, you know, as with any band who's been together a long time, you know, the dynamics are complicated. You know, it's intense, and it can be really good and it can be really bad. So right now, it's really good.
Tobin Brothers Funerals, celebrating lives since 1934. Visit tobinbrothers.com.au.
Hi, this is Belinda Carlisle with Gavin Wood.
One of the best things I've seen was your documentary, which was sensational, which gave me a great insight into the band and all the pressures that you were under.
I think that documentary, which, you know, we were really hesitant to do anything like that, because that documentary, whatever they put out, will define you, your legacy. So Allison, the director, really captured not only the story, but the essence of the band. And it was a pretty incredible ride. I mean, you know, like in the documentary, we had no idea that it was going to go the way it did and explode like the way it did. And you know, with that comes a lot of pressures. And it's an amazing story. And, you know, and a great ending that, you know, we got back together and we work occasionally and we have a lot of fun.
Well, you've sold over 7 million albums as the Go-Go's, and let's get to Belinda's solo career, which is stellar. Heaven is a Place on Earth, Mad About You, I Get Weak. The album got to number one in the US and UK charts, Runaway Horses as well, In Too Deep. Some magnificent songs which you'll be doing in your live show when you tour Down Under.
Yes, I'm excited. It's called the Decades Tour, and it pretty much is a well-rounded choice of songs from all my solo albums. And of course, I always do a couple Go-Go songs, but the focus is more on all the hits from those albums and a lot of the great songs that weren't singles that, you know, that are beloved, I have to say.
Hey, Belinda, these days, what makes you happy?
Oh, gosh. I mean, I love going, I mean, I love reading and going on walks. I'm very boring. So that makes me happy. Being with my family, it makes me happy. Singing makes me happy. I really miss singing during the whole lockdown and all that. I really didn't think I'd be singing again. And it was like, God knows, we know where we were going to be, you know, and still, I mean, things are pretty precarious, but I really, really didn't think I'd be singing again. And I really missed it. So singing makes me happy too. And traveling makes me happy. I have quite a lot of things that make me happy, but they're usually pretty boring to other people.
We're speaking with Belinda Carlisle, and it's a great pleasure to do that. Belinda, what's the best show that you've ever done?
I think the one that stands out to me is probably, what's the big theater in Melbourne that I played last time? That was an amazing venue. The audience was great. It was a big theater.
The Palais Theater?
Yes, it's an amazing venue. So I think that one comes to mind. I think that I love playing the Enmore in Sydney. That always is a great vibe. And I think the Palladium in London, I love playing also. But there's been so many, you know, there really have been a lot of great shows.
Now, Belinda, if you could name three dinner guests, dead or alive, who would they be?
Oh, gosh. I would say Martha Gellhorn, who is one of my favorite writers. She was a war correspondent too. She was married to Ernest Hemingway. I would say Maria Callas, opera singer, and Marcello Mastroianni, who is, is like my big heartthrob for me when I was in my teens. And he's in my favorite movie ever, La Dolce Vita. So those are my three. Maria Callas, Martha Gellhorn, Marcello Mastroianni. I know that a lot of people probably don't know those people. Okay.
No, they will. Don't worry. We'll make them realise.
Tobin Brothers Funerals, a family-owned business since 1934. Tobin Brothers Funerals, celebrating lives.
Hi, this is Belinda Carlisle with Gavin Wood.
Now, let's go right back. Who inspired you to make music in the beginning?
I grew up in Southern California, and it was music everywhere. You know, we had the Teenage Fair, you know, where, like, Tommy James and the Shondells and the Beach Boys. It was like Beach Boy culture. And I remember as a young girl, every summer with my friend Christina, we'd lay in front of the big speakers when her mom would go to work and just sing along to California radio. And that's probably when, I mean, I just, California radio then was like the best. And that's when I really developed my big love of music.
That was back in KFI days with the real Don Steele and Robert W. Morgan.
Oh, yeah. 93K.
Yeah.
Yeah. And KRLA. Yeah, there was like great stations. So, yeah, that's where I really, really, you know, fell in love with music, and that's what I wanted to do.
Now, what's the most trouble you've ever gotten into?
Oh, gosh. I don't know. It's kind of hard to say. I know. Well, I've been in a lot of trouble in my life, and in my younger, stupider years, a lot of trouble. But I mean, you know, you learn from trouble. So I'd like to think that I learned a lot from all those episodes.
Belinda, what have you learned, and what would you pass on to a young, hopeful Belinda Carlisle?
I would say don't do drugs, which I always say that. But I'd say, you know, you're perfect the way you are. That's what I would say to my younger self. So I would say that, because I had so many insecurities, I would say that to any young girl. You're perfect the way you are, whether they wanted to be in music or not.
Belinda, it's been an absolute pleasure talking to you. Congratulations on being where you are now. I have a great respect for your journey.
Thank you.
And it's been a big journey, hasn't it?
Yeah, it's been, you know, it's up and down. 40 years of you know, ebb and flow. But it's always been interesting. And I'm really, really blessed. I know how blessed I am, believe me.
Heaven is a place on earth?
Exactly. It is. It certainly is.
Continued success. I can't wait to see you on stage.
I know. I'm excited.
And is that where you feel most comfortable, on stage?
I do feel comfortable. It depends, you know, being on stage and doing a show is like, it's an energy exchange. And I'm sure that you've talked to other singers and musicians who have said the same thing. So when it's good, it's really, really good. And it makes me very, very happy. And when it's bad, it's really, really bad. And it can be kind of a nightmare. But thank God there are more good shows than bad shows. So.
Well, Belinda, it's been an absolute pleasure chatting with you.
Yay. Okay. Thank you, Gavin.
That's brilliant, darling. Thank you very much. I really appreciate your time.
Oh, thank you so much. And hope to meet you.
I look forward to it.
Great. Okay. Bye.
Okay. Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Gavin Wood's podcast was thanks to Tobin Brothers Funerals, celebrating lives.
It is with great regret that we must announce the postponement of Belinda's Australian Decades Tour, which was originally scheduled for February 2022. The dates have now moved to March 2023. And here they are. Adelaide, The Gov, Tuesday, March 7. Melbourne, Palais Theatre, Friday, March 10. Melbourne Crown Casino, Saturday, March 11. Canberra, Southern Cross, Tuesday, March 14. Sydney, Enmore Theatre, Wednesday, March 15. Tarool, Anita's Theatre, Friday, March 17. Sydney, Coliseum, Saturday, March 18. Newcastle Civic Centre, Tuesday, March 21. Coffs Harbour, CEX, Wednesday, March 22. Tweedheads, Twin Towns, Friday, March 24. Brisbane, Tivoli, Saturday, March 25. These are all 2023 dates. Tickets will remain valid for her rescheduled shows, so where possible, we would ask you to please hold on to them for the future date. If you cannot attend the new date and wish to ask for a refund instead, please contact your point of purchase. Lastly, it has sadly proved impossible to reschedule the date in Bendigo, so the shows there will unfortunately have to be cancelled completely. So please contact your point of purchase for a refund.